Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
How about you, baby? What a night to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With a honey like you. Send me, baby, send me. Baby, I thought you was in my corner.
You ain't in my corner. Well, all right, then. Come on over here.
To break down, baby. Come on, let's get this bench over here. Yeah, any old park, yeah. It's made to order for us. There's honey on the moon tonight, and I'm out to enjoy it. Yes, yes. What a night to enjoy it. Yes, yes. With a honey like you. Oh, honey, 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 honey. Oh, honey, it's you.
Well, all right.
And that was the irrepressible Fats Waller from 1937, with a song written by Haven Gillespie and Fred Coots called There's Honey on the Moon Tonight. Always fun to listen to, Fats on the piano, and providing the words as well, with some of his friends in the studio that day. And they open this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we're going to be looking up at the sky again, or rather, enjoying the nighttime sky. It's the third part of our series that we do most summers now, on the summer sky at night, and we've had two programs, one on the moon and one on the stars, and today, just songs about nighttime. As you can imagine, most of them have a romantic theme. There were a lot of them, and so we have some wonderful songwriting today. And lots of great singers and musicians for you. Well, our next set of songs is going to be featuring the theme of midnight. And we're going to hear, first of all, one of the most famous jazz standards on that theme, and that is Around Midnight. Well, it was written in 1944 by pianist Thelonious Monk, and sometime afterwards, lyricist Bernie Hanahan added the lyrics, and we'll hear both this morning from 1958, one of the nicest versions, and there are many, many versions of this song. And we'll hear Mel Torme, who will bring us Round Midnight. Then we'll go back to 1941 to the delightful voice of Maxine Sullivan, a lovely jazz singer with a delicate and very rhythmic style. She's going to bring us a song just entitled Midnight. And I'm sorry, I don't have the songwriting credits on this one. But I think you'll agree, Maxine does her usual lovely performance. And then for our third song on Midnight, we'll go back to 1936, to a young singer who was starting out around that time, singing at concerts and on radio. You've heard him on the show a lot, and that's Buddy Clark. He is bringing us a song called Midnight Blue. It was written by Joe Burke and Edgar Leslie, and he's joined by the orchestra of Dick McDonough. And I think you'll agree, if you've been listening to Buddy on the show, this is a rather interesting interpretation. It's quite dramatic and shows a different side of Buddy's style. And he had one of the loveliest styles of all the singers around at the time. Well, we'll start with another lovely singer, and that's Mel Torme from 1958 with Round Midnight.
Begins to tell, round midnight, I do pretty well, till after sundown, supper time I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad. Round midnight, memories always start. Round midnight, haven't got the heart to stand those memories when my heart is. And old midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Let our love take wing some midnight round midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound. I want to run and hide from the blues when old midnight comes around. It hurts me deep inside when I think how I lost the love I found round midnight.
time I long for your returning. I feel the glow for you still burning, because my heart forgets that we are through. I can sleep to see you. That's an old, old scheme. I can keep or free you when I dream, dream, dream. Midnight, the magic hour when lovers wake up. I'd rather sleep and never wake up than go on dreaming dreams that won't come true.
Thank you.
listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we are in part three of our Summer Sky at Night series. Well, summer nights too. We've listened to the moon, we've listened to the stars, and we're now listening to songs about nighttime. We just heard three about midnight. Buddy Clark joined us with Midnight Blue. Maxine Sullivan brought us Midnight from 1941. And we started out with Mel Torme and one of the great jazz classics of all time, Round Midnight from 1958. Well, we're going to carry on now. We're going to stay in the 1930s for our next number. It's going to be brought to you by someone you're pretty familiar with, I guess, certainly if you're listening to the show at all. And that's Bing Crosby, one of the great voices and one of the great media stars of the 20th century. Very, very influential. And we will hear him, as I said, from 1938. He started his film career by this time. Well, he was well into it. And the song we will hear is taken from the movie Dr. Rhythm from that year, 1938. It's written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Monaco, who often wrote film music for Bing. And it's called This Is My Night to Dream. And then we'll go forward to 1950, to a young singer who is getting into her career at this point. An amazing voice, very powerful voice, and that's Sarah Vaughan. She's joining us with a group led by Jimmy Jones. And included in this group is a, I guess, young at the time, trumpeter called Miles Davis. So he's joining Sarah and Jimmy Jones on this one. The song is written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revell. It's been recorded by many different artists. As I say, we'll hear Sarah with Jimmy Jones and it's on the song Good Night, My Love. And perhaps one of the most famous songs about nighttime was written by Cole Porter back in the early 30s, I think for the movie The Gay Divorcee. And it is Night and Day, written for Fred Astaire to be sung in the movie. It went on to become a classic. And the version we will hear this morning is brought to us by crooner Tony Martin. I don't feature Tony as much as I should on the show. He had a very nice, warm voice, and he is joining us from 1947 with this Cole Porter classic, Night and Day. And first, we'll hear from Bing Crosby, This Is My Night to Dream.
This is my night to dream. Don't mind how bold I seem. You are a girl who ought to be kissed, and I'm a man, a brave optimist. I've got to make you see. You should belong to me. Even the moon is in on my scheme. This is my night to dream. By tomorrow, you'll be gone. So I'm not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn, and being in love with you, who knows what I might do? Please understand if that sounds extreme. This is my night to dream. Bye. Tomorrow, you'll be gone, so I not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn, and being in love with you, who knows what I might do? Please understand if that sounds extreme. This is my night dream.
Tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending. It was so heavenly holding you close. Above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary the new day will seem. So for the present still, sleep tight, my love. Good night, my love. Remember that you're mine, sweetheart. Dutch Dolly is yawning. Good night, my love. Your teddy bear called Little D. Your doggy's fast asleep. My, but he's small. Sleep tight, my love. Good night, my love. God bless you, pleasant dreams, sweet.
Whether near to me or far, It's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the heart of me, there's no such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
We just heard three wonderful songs on the topic. We heard from Toni Martin, very nice singer, from 1947 with Cole Porter's Night and Day, first made famous by Fred Astaire in the movie The Gay Divorcee from 1933, that was. Before that, we heard Sarah Vaughan with Jimmy Jones and Friends, including Miles Davis on trumpet, with a Mack Gordon Harry Revell number, Good Night, My Love, and they recorded that in 1950. And we started out with Bing Crosby and a song written by Johnny Burke and James Monaco for the film Dr. Rhythm in 1938, where Bing performed it and he brought it to us again this morning. This is My Night to Dream. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. We're coming to you this morning from, as every Sunday morning, from the University of Ottawa. And this morning, we are in part three of our Summer Sky at Night series. And last week, we heard songs about the stars. And this week before, we heard songs about the moon. Both very favorite themes with songwriters. And lots and lots of wonderful songs, particularly about the moon. Not quite so many, I noticed, on the theme of stars. And this morning, having songs about nighttime, particularly in the summertime. And I think we have a song about the sky itself coming up a little later on. As you can imagine, there were lots of songs on this theme, and we've heard a tiny selection this morning. It certainly was popular with the songwriters, and we have some pretty famous songwriters with us today as well. And a lot of romantic associations with this theme, as you can imagine. Well, our next set of songs features some very nice singers as well and some fine musicians. We're going to hear coming up next from Harry James and his orchestra, and we'll hear a couple from Harry James this morning. The first one, which we'll hear just in a moment, was recorded in 1942 with one of his vocalists at the time, and that was Helen Forrest. Well, Harry and Helen fit together beautifully. At this point, moving on from the swing era into the broader sort of mainstream big band music. And so you see hear the vocalist is featured much more prominently, and there's increasing use of arrangements for the music and designed to bring out, of course, the musician's work, but also give some prominence to the singer. And we'll hear that on this one. This tune is called I Had the Craziest Dream Last Night, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren, and it was featured in the movie Springtime in the Rockies, where it was in fact sung by Helen Forrest and Harry James. After Helen and Harry, we will go forward to 1955 to another great singer, Frank Sinatra, joined by Nelson Riddle and his orchestra with a Harold Arlen song, lyrics by Yip Harburg. It's taken from an album that Frank recorded with Nelson Riddle in the mid-50s, 1955, called In the Wee Small Hours. Well, I can listen to Frank Sinatra at any time of the day, but of course in those wee small hours there's something particularly magical and mystical, you could say, about Frank Sinatra, that lovely, lovely voice. The song is called Last Night When We Were Young, and Frank will bring that to us. And we'll round out our set with a song from 1938 from another frequent visitor to the show, Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, one of the many, many recordings he made for the Brunswick label with some of the great jazz musicians of the day. And joining Teddy in the studio this day is Bobby Hackett on cornet, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, of course Teddy on piano, and the rhythm section is Alan Royce, Al Hall, and Johnny Blowers. The song was written by Richard Whiting with words by Johnny Mercer, and it's called I'll Dream Tonight. And I should mention, if I haven't already, that the words will be brought to us by Nan Wynn, who I think you'll agree does a lovely job of this particular tune. And we'll start with Helen Forrest and Harry James. I had the craziest dream last night.
Thank you.
last night when we were young. Love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago, last night. Today, the world is old. And time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung.
Thank you.
And we just heard three very fine singers and groups of musicians. Teddy Wilson and his orchestra joined us with I'll Dream Tonight from 1938. I heard a fine alto sax from Johnny Hodges on that one as well. And Nan Wynn brought us the words of that song written by Richard Whiting and Johnny Mercer. Before that, we heard from Frank Sinatra, one of the most welcome guests here on the show, with Nelson Riddle and his orchestra, Last Night When We Were Young, from 1955. And we started out with Helen Forrest and Harry James, I Had the Craziest Dream Last Night, from 1944.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening too. I've heard that song before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa and listening to songs about the night. Well, we have a few more songs for you this morning on this show, the third in our series on the night sky, the summer sky at night. And we're just dealing with the night part of it today. Though actually, our next song is about the sky. Having said that, you know, a very fine trumpeter from 1936. Many, many recordings. He played with a number of the big bands around and had his own big band for a while, and that's Bunny Berrigan. Great trumpeter. And made a whole bunch of recordings with lots of different groups and orchestras. And this is one of them. The group on this particular track is called Bunny Berrigan and His Boys. And including, of course, Berrigan on trumpet, we have Artie Shaw on clarinet, and a Joe Bushkin on piano. It's from 1936, as I think, I don't know if I mentioned that. And the words are provided by Chick Bullock. Not a household name, but he appeared on many of these earlier recordings. The song is written by Louis Alter and Sidney Mitchell, and it's called, aptly, A Melody from the Sky. And then we go forward to 1947, and I promised you another recording from the Harry James Orchestra, and we heard one, just heard one from 1942, and Harry's going to join us with one from 1947. And this time he's joined by singer Marion Morgan. And, of course, very distinctive style from Harry himself, and I think you'll agree. Marion is particularly fine at providing the lyrics. The song is written by Charles Henderson. It's called It's Awfully Lonely Out Tonight. A very sad song, but the music and the words are very nice to listen to. And we'll start with Bunny Berrigan and His Boys from 1936, A Melody from the Sky.
Its music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky. Over on the hill, I see a whippoorwill. I hear his song become a melody from the sky. And there's a bluebird singing to his lady love above. A love song takes
shaken from the whispering breeze in the trees. Love is everywhere, its music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky.
James with Marion Morgan from 1947, It's Awfully Lonely Out Tonight. And we started out with Bunny Berrigan and his boys from 1936, A Melody from the Sky. And you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more song for you this morning, and I think actually I play this every year on this particular show. It's a lovely song, and of course I do like the voice as well. It was written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz for the Broadway musical Revenge with Music. How about that for a title? And it's called You and the Night and the Music, which just about sums it up. We'll hear a version recorded in 1959 by the lovely voice of Vic Damone.
The night and the music fill me with flaming desire, setting my being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music are done? Until the pale light of dawning and daylight, our hearts will be throbbing guitars. Morning may come without warning and take away the stars. If we must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die, will I have you? Must live for the moment, love till the moment is through. After the night and the music die,